This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another edition of Happy Hour. Before we start, just a reminder, we are seeking one of you to come sit with us, virtually that is, to watch an episode of Sex and the City. As you know, we've been doing a whole watch party, we've been doing a whole viewing, and getting all of the reactions from Annie, which are a delight. And we would love to have you on to do a reaction with us as well. If you're interested, all you have to do is contact us through email, social media, however, and let us know, hey, I'm willing to come on. So yeah, put your name in, we'll do a little drawing, and we'll let you know. As always, if you're drinking, be responsible, do what you need to, but be an adult about it, I guess. I know adulting sucks, but making sure you stay in your limits, whether it's too much caffeine, too much of anything, you know, just be aware. Do you, but cautiously, with care, with care. How about that?
Do you with caution? I love that.
Well, that's for me, honestly. I was like, Samantha, you need to pull it back just a little bit, as you know. So that's kind of my theme, I think. Mm-hmm. And of course, we are not sponsored by what we are talking about today, as of today. So maybe things will change because we do get some of the surprise ads. And then if you're listening way down the road and then you're like, it is this, you know, please know we didn't know that point in time. So at this point, though, we are sponsored content, no sponsorship was a part of this specific episode. Yeah.
Yes. We have something called dynamic sponsors, which means they change all of our past episode ads. So yes, as of now, we are not talking about this because of a sponsorship, but if you're listening in the future,
I mean,
could
sure.
Be a sponsor.
And if you are one of those people who reps these things and will be like, hey, this is a great connection, call us. Hey.
I love how you already say call us.
Yeah. I know, I am that old. This is where I am today, okay? Let me do me.
Okay.
But you know what? Before we start, I need to ask you, if you were to go viral, what do you think you would go viral for? Or have you? I don't think I'd know this if you did.
Oh, I've never gone viral. I think for me, the closest thing I've gotten is like one time I got 100 likes on a tweet. And I was like, oh, wow.
That's amazing. Because when I get 10, I was like, yes, I win.
Yes, exactly. I think we're about in the same boat in that manner. I think I possibly could go viral for some cosplay hilarity.
Mm-hmm.
I think that
I mean, this is a different episode, but one time our boss at one of our previous bosses, because we've been bought out by several different companies, he sat us down and showed us that, what does the Fox say video? He made us watch it. And then at the end, he said, why can't we go viral like this? You can't anticipate what goes viral.
Right.
So I think it would be a random cosplay like phenomena where I was dressed as Disco Luke and somebody was dressed as Disco Vader and somehow it just took off.
Something like that. We need this to happen. Can we make this happen? I guess we need a TikTok for that, but we haven't gone that far in our brand.
not yet.
that takes a lot of time and commitment. And I'm not sure, on top of doing the actual content that we do. As you know, if you follow our social media, we don't do a lot of content anymore. Mainly because we got really caught up in doing all of the actual podcasting content, as well as the fact we are petrified that we're going to do something wrong, as we've talked about before, or being embarrassed, which is kind of what we're going to talk about today. Not necessarily being embarrassed, but talking about viral memes or videos and why it can influence so many things. And yeah, we're talking about a drink that has swept the internet today, October 20th, 2022. So for those maybe listening in 2024 being like, what? Believe me, it was big, okay?
Yeah.
and talking about the people of The House of the Dragon from HBO Max. So yes, there is some spoilers ahead. We're not going to go too deep. We're just going to kind of talk around it. But there may be things you're like, why did you say that? So if you've not caught up, the finale is this weekend. I'm sure this may be dated by this point. But yeah, so things are happening. And I don't know if it's getting this big buzz, but you know, whatever. I still like it. But before we start, we do want to talk about this video that became a meme, which is from the clip HBO Max did where the actress Olivia Cooke interviewed Emma Darcy and was like, hey, what's your drink of choice? And I know if you know, you know.
Yeah.
In which they respond with a Negroni Spagliato with Prosecco. And I know I did not do that well, so don't at me. because essentially the way they said it was, people were talking about how that changed their sexuality or that was their defining sexuality, the way they said it, the way they presented it, everything, and the interaction between the two of them, which was a delight to see. And because of this, I was like, Annie, guess what we're going to do? We're making Negroni Spagliato with Prosecco, which is how it's made, for this happy hour. Aren't you so excited?
I am excited. I'm not plugged in to this scene. I hadn't heard about this, but I recently did a very quick family trip, and I kind of mentioned it. No one in my family watches House of the Dragon or Game of Thrones, and they all knew what I was talking about, except my mom. But I was like, wow, it must be really big then.
Right. And of course, so because we love a good meme, or we love a good drink, we had to jump on to this. And if you want to know what it is, it's 1.5 ounces of sweet vermouth, 1.5 ounces of Campari, 1.5 ounces of Prosecco, or any other sparkling wine. And Spagliato, apparently in Italian, is translated to being a mistake or bungling. So this was made out of a mistake because a Negroni is typically with gin, with a twist of orange. And I was like, yeah, we're doing this. And I made mine, and we had to drop off ingredients to dear Annie, because of course, she does not keep this stocked, including the orange. Did you use the orange?
I did use the orange.
I'm proud of you. Proud of you. what do you think?
I like it. At first, my first sip was too strong, and I think that the flavors needed to meld a bit more. And I was telling Samantha, I just got 2 vaccines, so my arms were very sore, and I struggled opening the Prosecco. so I think I was in a rush, and I just kind of like haphazardly stirred and came in here. But yeah, now that it's kind of, the flavors had meshed, I really like it. It's quite strong.
It is.
Which isn't bad, but it's just because we're recording this early in a work day.
Hey,
just happened out that way.
Don't tell people.
It just happened to be that way.
We swear we're not doing this on purpose. It's because of work.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring.
like banking.
Because Boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
So, pro tip from my partner he likes doing the mixology.
Mm-hmm.
Putting the champagne or the Prosecco in first and then doing the mixture. Because in this, it says add vermouth and Campari to a mixed glass, fill with ice, stir to combine and chill, strain into champagne flute, top with Prosecco and stir again. Of course, you could just stir. But he did it the opposite and it kind of melded a little better, I think. Serve on rocks. I did not. Mine's in a champagne flute. How do you serve that on ice?
I did not. So I looked at a few recipes before this, and they were all generally the same except for this mixing part.
Yeah.
Mine said to put it, to use ice, put the ice in first.
Okay.
The one that I ended up going with. So,
okay.
I put it in a big ice cube because I'm a fancy adult.
Yeah, you are. So how did you do it?
I put in my big square ice cube, and then I mixed in the Campari and the vermouth. And then I topped with Prosecco, which I didn't measure. I just topped it.
Yeah.
And then with a wedge of orange that I kind of twisted and then put inside.
Nice. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I am not a super Negroni fan. I do not love Campari. It tastes like cough medicine to me. Sorry, I'm not cool like that. We added a squeeze of the orange into the shaker with the two, Campari and vermouth, and then a large twist of orange peel and shook it. I was going to make an inappropriate joke. I'm not going to. But it shook the hell out of it, essentially. Like, it was constant. Like, to the point that we had to switch off, and he had to shake it. And then, like, it got really cold because we did it in a shaker. It was a whole thing. So, it is definitely shaken, not stirred for me. And so, we added all that. And I'm tasting it in a champagne flute. I guess I'm missing the ice. I don't love ice anyway. I think that downs. I don't have a large ice cube. I'm not special, apparently.
Oh, whoa.
I know. We'll fix that soon. But yeah, this is the drink. And also, what's so funny is when that meme came out, I'm planning to do, as you know, a little viewing party with some of the iHeart fam to come over because I love seeing our friends from our work. We are actually friends. And one of our friends, Lyle, who we've talked about before, sent me a text after I told you what we were going to do that just literally had a link to Negroni Spagliato, and that's all he said. And I was like, oh yeah, that will be featured. And he was like, yes.
Yep.
So we had a whole thing. I'm like, this is a huge thing. And that's kind of the big deal. It's like the amount of pressure. So the actor, Emma Darcy, who is non-binary, when they asked them, how did you feel about this? They said they were really embarrassed. They were like, we were just trying to make Olivia Cooke laugh because they'd been at it all day. They'd been doing this promotional thing all day. And the intention was making each other laugh, moving on. Did not think it was a big deal. Did not think it was going to be literally a queer icon moment. And so having a moment to reflect on that, and they even talked about how they wanted to send that to their mother. Like, they were like, oh, we have to tell them. But they were like, they don't understand memes. And that's a whole different thing. And yeah. I was like, I understand that. I understand that. And that made me think about all of the things. I was like, yeah, God, what would you want to go viral for? And I'm like, I think what I would go viral for is me either ranting or doing something where I fall and, I'm clumsy. Like, those are the two. Or Peaches, my dog. So one of those three things, but I don't actually think we're going to go viral. I hope it's not because of me ranting, because there's no telling if that would be good or bad.
Yeah, I mean, after I said what I said, I do think a lot of the things that go viral are, you know, like somehow your pants fall down and you get hit by a truck and then like,
right. Oh my God, that's a whole different conversation, Annie.
I just watched a horror movie about this very thing, oddly
enough.
Their
pants fell down?
Yes. Oh my God.
Did they really? Okay.
You'll have to ask me about it later.
All right, I'll have to ask later.
But yeah, I mean, you really can't tell what's going to take off. And it is something that I totally get, you know, if you're embarrassed by, even if it's something that's not embarrassing necessarily, but it's like what you become known for.
Right.
And that is a lot of pressure to be like, oh, here's this queer icon moment. Which it's not bad at all, but it is like, oh.
Right. That's okay. A lot to live to. So they are a non-binary actor. That was not really a big deal, which I love. I love to see that it just was. Of course, they are portraying the adult version. So they are portraying the adult Princess Rhaenyra Targaryen and the adult Queen Alicent Hightower, who Olivia Cooke is. Which they only come in like an episode 4 or 5, I think. Can't quite remember. And they've done a great job. But yeah, so it's really interesting to see these two as the lead of this show. Because Game of Thrones has never been kind to women. As in fact, if I remember correctly, and I have not read these books, so please let me know if I'm wrong, it gets even more graphic in the books than what is actually shown in some of the shows.
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, and I was thinking about this last night. The amount of episodes we do, we kind of get backup sometimes of certain things. And I've been meaning to do a fictional women on a character from Game of Thrones. But it is one of those things where watching House of the Dragon, there's certain lines that they have in there that feel kind of like out of place, where they're like, we're trying to do better to women, see? And it is an improvement, but it's sort of jarring.
Right.
When they sort of have these almost direct statements.
Right.
Okay.
Well, that's the thing, is like, we also know when it comes to fantasy that's placed in timelines that are not kind to women in general, that's a whole different conversation that we should have anyway, because how do you rectify loving fantasy, but when it is so unkind? People of color, especially, like when I'm talking about it, I love seeing the representation, and we've talked about it before, how people were upset that there were black elves or black noblemen during a time they were being oppressed, and we get it because there's this level of like, it needs to be pure, but I'm like, elves don't exist, motherfucker. Neither does any of the characters of Game of Thrones or dragons, so calm down. But there's this whole level of trying to be a part of it, be represented, but it wasn't kind. So they're holding steadfast to the fact that women are not welcomed as leaders, you know, to that genre, to what it would look like if they did. So it's a whole other complication. But I will say, House of the Dragon, again, we're only in season 1, so this could change drastically if it continues. But the first season was pretty grotesque of Game of Thrones. Like, I do like, but like, you immediately jump into a 16, 17-year-old being raped and given away to marriage. Like, it's portrayed for no damn reason. For no reason. There's no reason for that scene in which Dany gets raped by her husband, other than it just is a 10-second clip of her being raped while she's looking at her ex. Like, it's just kind of one of those things of like, why was this necessary again? There's no real point to it, which the House of the Dragon has mentioned rape without showing it. So I'm like, that works. That worked to me, in which, again, spoiler, one of the Hightower kids, slash, obviously they are Targaryen because she's married to the king, but one of her kids, Allison's kids, who is supposed to be king, apparently rapes a servant. And this conversation is really gross, but at the same time, they don't show it, which, thank you. We don't have to. It's there. The conversation is there. He's an awful dude. You see it right there without having to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a conversation that I'm like, okay, I don't know if they're doing this on purpose or if they're building up and we're going to get slapped in the face.
Ugh. Oh, I mean, there's so many things we could talk about. And you and I have had conversations. I've been torn. I've been stressed.
This is all different. I know you're going to do an episode. This is all different.
It is.
What you've been stressed about.
It is. But I remember forever ago when we did our episode on what I call like what is and what should be. And that was sort of what Game of Thrones is a very good example of what I was trying to articulate, which is right. Like, yeah, it wasn't great to women, but it seems like a lot of very often male creators are putting in these scenes where we're witnessing this horrible thing happen to a woman that we don't need to. And a lot of times I feel like with Game of Thrones, it was so about the shock factor. It was so about like, look how horrible everybody is. And I'm like, I get it.
Right.
They're bad.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
I I think what they're changing, and this is all new creators, and we know that George R.R. Martin is actually has a hand in this. He is a part of the producing. He is a part of the writing. So we see a little more. And this is based on the book that he's already published. And obviously, it's a little different, and to the point that I recently heard that he apparently was like, he loves this rendition so much that he wants to rewrite that book, which wow. I'm sure many of the fans are like, please stop that. Just finish the damn book, which is what I've heard repeatedly by many of the fans. And that's the thing. It's like, okay. I love fantasy. I don't necessarily do sci-fi or any of that. But when it comes to fantasy, like Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, I'm there. Harry Potter, give me that. And we're not going to talk about that in itself, but I love that fantasy level. It continues to be something that I will watch. But all of these things are concerning. Like, is it watchable? Do we have to see these horrid things? Is it necessary to any of the actual plot line? And I think about this in, like, Sansa, her wedding night. That was unnecessary. That wasn't written. That did not have to be. There's so many things to this that you're like, okay, let's hope for the best. And what I'm seeing in The House of the Dragon, it seems to respect that a little more. And I say this with fingers crossed, with still the tension of, can women rule? Will a society let women rule in this time and age? And I will say there's been several directors that have actually shocked me, and I've been very pleasantly surprised. One of the episodes had, I believe, an Indian creator, an Indian director who came in and did these amazing things within the plot line, within the direction, and I loved what she did. And I was like, this is awesome. I'm so excited to see the diversity in this conversation instead of the same white men, which did most of the Game of Thrones directing, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and I think that that's so important when we were talking about that in, like, our rape revenge movies, is, like, who is doing it? And not that this is necessarily the exact same thing, but, you know, who is behind, who is choosing the angles and what's included and why. I do think there is a larger conversation that I'm sure we'll have one day about, like, willful fan... The way fandom interacts with things can make it a story that wasn't meant to be read that way, read in a certain way, which is can be good or bad. There are pluses and minuses to that. But and also, I will also say the caveat of it is hard to watch this for me, knowing how Game of Thrones did end.
Right. And that, you're not the only one. Everyone has been so critical and unwilling to watch this. And actually, that viral video of the Negroni conversation brought in viewers. They were so interested in Darcy's character. Mm-hmm. They were excited. So this is what viral videos can get you, essentially. But I really think it's interesting. Oh, and BT Dubs, because we've talked about intimacy coordinators before, they actually had them on set for this show. I don't think they had it originally. If I remember correctly, with Amelia talking about her scene with Jason Momoa, there was no coordinator. Mm-hmm. And it was him, thank God, caring for her. But in this actual show, they had them. And they kind of needed them. The woman, the young girl who played Allison Hightower in the earlier series, had just turned 18 for one of the critical scenes. So, which only happened once. It was still disturbing. I was very disturbed. Yeah. And I immediately looked up, please tell me they had coordinators. And they did.
Yeah.
And it is. It, to me, as a viewer, maybe to me as a social worker, I don't know. I needed to know she was taken care of, or that scene was going to disturb me in such a way. Which, again, the same scene where I was talking about in Game of Thrones with Emilia and Jason Momoa's rape scene, that disturbed me to know. I'm like, there was no one there? Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we talked about that in the intimacy coordinator episode, that just as a viewer, it adds value because you feel better watching it, knowing that somebody was there to make sure everything was okay, everybody was getting what they needed.
Right. And kudos to that. Again, there's so much. The finale is coming, so I'm sure we'll do a quick review and seeing how how it ends. Because I do love seeing three women, honestly, because there's another princess who is kind of If you saw the last episode, you know she made a powerhouse move, which was confusing to many people. but like having that as actual four character, like forefront characters, and they're neither good nor evil. Like they're all three in the middle. Like you don't know where they're wavering.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know the intentions. It's really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And I find it fascinating. I don't know. I'm so confused. It makes me happy, but I'm like, well, how did this take off? I feel like most people I know aren't into fantasy, but here we are.
Here we are.
Love drama. I'm sure we will return and talk about it. Samantha and I will be watching it together.
Yay.
I'm nervous, to be honest, but it'll be fine.
Aren't we all?
Yes. Well, cheers to you.
Clink.
And cheers to you, listeners. If you have any thoughts on all of this, if you have any... like themed recipes or themed drinks planned.
We need those.
You can send them to our email, which is stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.